Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of Thinking Out Loud with Akun. It's a podcast that relates to young adults. My name is Akun Edeke and I'll be your humble host. So today's topic is titled, Give Yourself a Break. Now it's a personal one for me because I recently went through an experience that made me realize that I put a lot of unnecessary pressure on myself. And I know a lot of us are guilty of doing that as well. The thing is, I'm a perfectionist to an extent. I'm not the crazy type, I'm just perfectionist to an extent. And so because of that now, anything I'm doing, if it isn't going the way I want it to, I get really frustrated. Sometimes I get really mad, you know. And it isn't fair to myself because I've also realized that regardless of my expectations, regardless of my dreams, regardless of my goals, if I do not calm down, like, you know, take a breather, just breathe, if I do not do any of those things, my goals, my dreams, they become really, really far-fetched because I won't allow myself to grow. I feel like it is the same for we young adults out there, you young adults out there. If you do not allow yourself to grow, if you do not allow yourself to mature, you know, and take life step by step, all those dreams, all those aspirations, it will all be for nothing because you rush into things that you aren't ready for. The thing about our generation is we want to attain success right now. Like, I do not know the rush. I do not know the magic wand to perform. But that is like our dream to achieve success right now. And we forget that life is a process. You do not rush the process. You do not force the process. I recently went through my phone and I found this tweet. I must have forgotten about it sometime. And it said, you want to attain a 40 plus status at 23. And then the tweet went on to say, go and sleep. You do not rush the process. And it really hit me because that is where I'm going with this, you know, topic. Do not rush the process. The process is there for a reason, and you know, forcing it, you know, trying to rush into anything might cause you more harm than good in the long run. I've noticed that I'm very anxious about my future, and it is understandable. I know a lot of us out there are just as anxious as I am because we live in Nigeria. Let us just start from there. We live in Nigeria and this country is, I'm trying to be patriotic here, but you know, you can't sugarcoat some things. This country is a hot mess. It's a hot mess. And so it is not uncommon to see we young adults out there doing different things, starting businesses online, you know, having jobs, going to school, you know, just hustling, just trying to make a better future for ourselves. Because honestly, what can we do? It's sad. It's just sad that this is the situation we young adults find ourselves in. But we have to make the most of it because, like I mentioned earlier, we live in Nigeria. And this country, opportunities aren't handed over to you, you know, just like that. You have to wake up, you have to strive, you have to work hard for those opportunities to come your way. And you know, when they finally do, you have to make the most of them. So it is understandable when you see a very, very anxious, you know, young adult. I'm sure this adulthood thing isn't looking so rosy for most of us anymore. Like, I'm sure when we were children, all of us were so excited about becoming adults, you know, no more rules, no more boundaries, no more barriers. And then when you've gotten to that stage, it is not looking as, you know, it's not looking as rosy as you thought. It's understandable to feel anxious because there's pressure everywhere. There's society's pressure on us. Remember how we were called lazy Nigerian youths? I know everybody really, really hates that period. And then there's social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, if anybody still uses that space. WhatsApp, did I mention WhatsApp? I think I did. And then there's so many spaces now where you go on there and you see things that just make you feel depressed. Let us be factual about this thing. There are times when you go online and the things you see, the content out there, is enough to just put you down. Let us be factual. I'm being real here. There are times when I'm on social media, maybe Instagram, since Instagram is the most, popping space, and maybe seeing someone my age already so accomplished, doing things that I probably want to do as well, but I'm not able to because of my circumstances or because of the situations I find myself in. That is enough to, I don't know about other people though, but I really do not like going on Instagram because it's enough to just put me down for a while and just make me think, oh, what am I doing with my life? Really, what am I doing with my life? So I know that a lot of us actually go through that kind of experience, but being real here, a lot of us go through that experience, and it's honestly nothing to be ashamed of. Those factors, anxiety over the future, over your future, where you'll be in the next 5 to 10 years, society's expectations on you, as a leader of tomorrow, and then social media, the content you see on there, it's enough to make a very, very, very overwhelmed young adult. It's enough to make a very, very overwhelmed Akon, if I'm being honest. Remember when I mentioned that I had an experience, at the beginning of this podcast? Well, it happened last year during the COVID-19 lockdown, during the pandemic. I went through, man, it wasn't even something I ever expected I would go through. Because of the whole isolation now, I really didn't have, that much activities. Everyone was just at home, I was either reading or maybe watching old movies that I'd seen before, or sometimes I'd volunteer at my place of worship. But it wasn't enough for me because I felt stuck. I don't know if any other person felt that way, but I felt really stuck because, like I said, I am a perfectionist. I like planning things. And being at home, the whole, lockdown, it was affecting school. It was affecting other things that I'd started doing. And I just felt stuck because I couldn't, do those activities anymore. I felt like I wasn't making any progress. And that kind of, that kind of anxiety builds up until I woke up one day and I was just completely depressed. I honestly did not see that feeling coming from anywhere, but I was completely depressed. I tried to write how I felt because I'm a writer. I like to write in my diary sometimes when I feel overwhelmed, but it wasn't working out. I was writing and writing and writing, but you're just writing, you're not exactly talking about it, you're not exactly expressing yourself. So it's not like I was doing anything about it, I was just writing. And it went on for weeks and weeks. I didn't talk about it with anyone, I just, just kept writing. You can imagine. And then my birthday came along, and that was in November, yeah. And I remember thinking a few days before it finally came that, okay, wow, I am turning a year older. What have I done? What have I accomplished this year? That was 2020. I really didn't do anything. And that was just what was really putting me down, because I didn't really do anything. And like I mentioned earlier, I always want to do things right. I always want to accomplish something. Even if it's the littlest things, I just want to feel like, okay, I've done something. And I wasn't feeling that way. I wasn't feeling really good about myself. And then on my birthday, I woke up and I got texts, I got phone calls, my phone just kept ringing, and you know, I came online, I went on WhatsApp and I just saw posts, I got birthday wishes. I was surprised. I was like, wow, so this much people care about me. And then the gifts started coming along, the happy birthdays, Akon, you did this for us, you did that. And it made me realize that I am loved. Like, it, you know, sometimes sometimes you go through life and you take for granted those very little things that matter the most. Like, I had so much to be grateful for. I was celebrating another year. I mean, 2020 was a really horrible one for most people. People died. A lot of businesses went under. There were riots. You know, all around the world, there was one crisis or the other. You guys remember now. Remember how really bad it was. So I had so much to be grateful for. I was surrounded by my family, by my friends, by people that genuinely loved me. And it made me realize that, I don't have any right to be depressed. So that feeling just died that day, just went away out of nowhere. And I was grateful it was gone. So that is where I'm going with this. We shouldn't let anxiety over our future, you know, society's pressure on us, social media, Nigeria as a whole, overwhelm us. We should remember the little things because they count. They count so much. Remember that you are loved. Don't take for granted the relationships you have with your friends. You know, do a little kind deed every once in a while. Those are the things that count. And then give yourself a break. Just breathe. Realize that you work hard. You are actually taking steps to accomplishing your goals. So keep at it. Continue on this path. But don't forget the process. Like I said earlier, do not forget the process. Allow it to take form. You know, let yourself grow. And you'll be surprised at how far you'll get. Trust me. To blow your mind away. Just how far you get if you just allow yourself to breathe, allow yourself to grow, trust the process, and just continue working as hard as you've been working. It also wouldn't hurt to pray, right? Guys, pray. The thing is, prayer, I always tell people, prayer is the key to everything. Prayer is the key that literally opens every single door. So it wouldn't hurt to also pray, even while you're working hard, even while you are following the process, even when you are giving yourself a break. Pray during those times as well. And I assure you, every single thing will work out the way it's supposed to. So that is all I have, guys, on this topic. Wow. I am amazed at how much I enjoyed speaking on it because I know it is something we can all relate to. It's a topic that I know that everyone in our generation can relate to. And I hope that in one way or the other, I have been able to like bring out a few points that you can all take something from that is useful to you in your daily activities. I also want to encourage you guys to do one kind deed today. Anything. Any random thing to any random person. It could be your mom, it could be your dad, your sister, your brother, your friend. It could even be the malam on your street. Just do something kind today. And I promise you, you'd see the results. You'd see the smile it would bring to that person. It's one of those things that, you know, makes this world a better place. So yes, I implore you. I hope this episode was enjoyable for you as it was for me. Have a beautiful day, guys. Bye.